Perfect Record number 12597, Amos and Andy, by Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon.
Hello, hello.
Hello, this is Dr. Brown speaking.
Oh, hello, Doc. Yes, yes.
Your wife has just presented you with a bouncing baby boy.
Gosh, that's great, Doc. Oh, boy, I'll say I'm happy.
Oh, you have reason to be. And you can come over to the hospital right away.
What, right now?
Why, of course.
Oh, I can't come over there now, Doc.
No? Well, what's the matter?
Why, I'm just listening in on the radio to Amos and Andy.
Oh, Amos and Andy again. There's a very funny pair. Every night they're on the air, and fans are gathered everywhere. A radio is handy. In homes or at a grocery store, people listen in and roar. They laugh until their sides are sore. And Amos and Andy, Amos and Andy, they're always in a stew. Bad luck seems to follow them no matter what they do. The boys are always trying, but they never save a bean. If Kingfish doesn't get it, then it's spent on Madam Queen. We laugh at all their troubles, but we hope they'll all end right. We wonder what Amos and Andy will do tomorrow night.
Order in the court. First case on the docket, Philip McCann, charged with felonious assault and attempt to kill.
Your Honor, my client is innocent. He has a perfect alibi. He was...
I object on the grounds of habeas corpus.
Outside you. Go on with the case.
Your Honor, the district attorney claims the prisoner was caught red-handed, that he had a gun in one hand, a blackjack in one hand, and a knife in his other hand.
Hey, hold on there. How many hands has this fella got?
That's what I'd like to know. And I object on the grounds of sanctum aquarium.
That sounds fishy. What has the prisoner got to say for himself?
Your Honor, I was just...
Wait a minute, wait. The jury's asleep. Silence. Let the prisoner talk. Young man, where were you last night when this thing happened?
Why, I was listening in to Amos and Andy.
So was I. Prisoner discharged.
Amos and Andy, although they're never seen, they've become more famous than the team of Falk and Bean. When you step on the gas or at a light you fail to stop, you hear that certain whistle and up jumps a traffic cop. His mind ain't on his business or the tickets that he'll write. I wonder what Amos and Andy will do tomorrow night.
Oh, Bill, there goes your telephone.
No, that isn't the phone. That's my alarm clock.
Alarm clock? Say, who's getting up at this hour?
No one. I always set it so I don't miss Amos and Andy.
I wonder what Amos and Andy will do.